Casey Nation, what's up? Eddie Greer back for another postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there, Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University here on this Wednesday morning. We just comes out. The women's basketball will be playing tonight, and they'll be playing against Houston. But right now we're talking about K-State men finally, at this point, winning a Big 12 basketball game. My name is Eddie Greer, host of this other K-State podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri, the Purple Project, the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas sports, whether that's football, all the way to women's tennis. Thank you so much for checking us out here on this Wednesday evening when it comes out. I'm recording this on Wednesday morning when the sun ain't out yet here in KC, January 21st, 2026. Again, make sure you do, if you like what you're listening to, hey, oh yeah, by the way, we're a daily podcast, by the way. If you like what you listen to, definitely make sure you hit the subscribe button every time we update your content daily. Yes, sir, including the weekends. Like, last weekend, some 7-8 episodes between the 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, and why? Why, Eddie, why that many episodes? He ain't doing nothing. Because transfer portal updates in between a big win for women's basketball and, of course, a heartbreak for men's basketball. So, you, again, coming at you. You know, the bus don't stop on Friday. Nope. It continues on through full week. 7 days a week. The Purple Project Podcast, all things KC sports. Well, in close, tight-knit K-State men's basketball fashion, again, home last night. And on top of that, they were shorthanded last night. The Cats find a way to scratch and claw to their first Big 12 win of the 2025-2026 season as they beat Utah last night by 381-78. No Abdi Bashir or no Kamar McGriff in this game, and they somehow won this ball game. I was not aware of that prior to the game, by the way. But yeah, so sitting here, I'm like, oh boy, Utah made that run there to tie the game. I'm like, oh damn, they're gonna find a way to lose this game, because they have found a way to lose every game. We already knew about the Arizona, the best team in the country, number one team in the country, undefeated. But everywhere else, they're gonna find a way to lose this game. They're just gonna find a way to lose. But hey, at this point, look, what I said yesterday on the recording, which will come out around lunchtime, the Big 12 shoot around, so be on the lookout for that. You have to be subscribed to this podcast. Yeah, you got, at this point, you got to try to stack wins. And finally, at home, K-State does it. P.J. Haggerty goes off in the second half yet again. 28 points in the second half to lead K-State in that second half. And overall, put up 34 points in this basketball game. 28 points, the third most points in a half in K-State history. You got to go back to the famous Dennis Comite, who went for 32 points against Texas, went off against them Longhorns, horns down, back in 2009, right? So, but the big story here is, obviously, we have hammered the nail to the wall here on this podcast, is K-State needed to find a way to win a Big 12 game. They did that there. Now that goose egg is finally off the standing scoreboard, and now hopefully build some type of confidence in them, because who's coming up Saturday night? Good old KU rivalry, Dylan Sunflower Showdown in Bramlage Coliseum Saturday night. But yeah, man, a Jerome Tang had to go a little bit deeper with that bitch, because you had no McGriff, who played very well over the weekend, but foul trouble hurt his chances. And Abdi Bashir, who went off, who's been up and down player, in my opinion, you didn't have him, so you had to rely on Haggerty. But David Castillo come alive yesterday there as well in the game. It looks like Dorian Buca made his first career start yesterday as he, Castillo, were in the starting lineup there as well. Nate Johnson, obviously, back in the starting lineup. And Taj Manning, who's been on a roll there as well. Taj Manning starting. That's three cats, because Elias Reverend Kennedy. Hey, we'll go with it on this podcast. He's going to be called Reverend Kennedy. We'll go with that. Elias Reverend Kennedy, he's been hurt. So he has three. And all three of those are part of your starting lineup there as well. Utah with a last chance, 3-point at the buzzer, fell short there last night as K-State finds a way to win a game, a Big 12 game for that matter, 81-78. Eddie Greer for a bunch of podcasts, all things K-State sports, postcast, winning postcast edition. First winning postcast edition, Big 12 edition for the K-State men's basketball team. As you take a look inside the box score, yeah, K-State only led by 3 in this game. Well, 3 after the first half. And then from there, it's a nip-and-tuck battle. Like I said, Utah got themselves back in the game and tied the game there as well. Like I said at that point, K-State's going to find a way to lose. Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, Utah, you got to give them credit. Once again, battling back. And Utah, yeah, still Utah, K-State, still at that level where they're not good teams right now. They're just not. And yeah, K-State, they're not a good basketball team right now. Hey, is this going to turn the corner? We're going to find out because you have to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere. Start stacking wins at this point. And maybe, just maybe, this basketball team, it is a more impressive thing about this, they're shorthanded. Instead of as K-State, P.J. Haggerty wasn't going to let them lose. There's no question about that. He was going to let them lose. Nope. And surely, KU comes to town on Saturday night. I don't know. And let me just say this offhand. I don't know the severity of Abdi's injury. I don't know the severity of Kamari's. They just played over on late Saturday night. So hopefully, they'll be back in the starting lineup on Saturday night. We'll see. I don't know Rebecca's injury either, but apparently it's maybe slightly severe because he just missed his third straight game out of the starting lineup there as well. We'll take his time out here on the podcast here. We'll finish up in the box score here on the podcast here as K-State wins their first Big 12 game. K-State Nation, we're back here on the podcast here. K-State wins by 3, the men's basketball team over Utah last night in Ramos College. Sam, we're picking off right where we left off here. Terrence Brown and P.J. Haggerty, Terrence Brown show last night in Ramos College. Sam, get that down from there. 33 dropped by Terrence Brown last night for Utah. 14 of 24 from the field, 4 of 7 from downtown. Yeah, K-State had no answer on defensively for that. Don McHenry and Sadu Treor each had 15 for Utah in that game. As Utah ended up shooting for 49 points in this ball game. Meanwhile, K-State, we already documented in the first half of this postcast, P.J. Haggerty, 34 in this ball game, 15 of 29. 29 shots taken. 1 of 4 from downtown, 3 of 6 from the stripe. David Castillo last night. Finally, if anything, he's been kind of on a downswing as of late. David Castillo making a start in place of Adi Bashir. 20 points last night. 7 of 12 from the field. 6 of 9 from downtown this ballgame. Nate Johnson, huge 17 points for him. That was majority of that offense, baby, because when you look, go down this sheet here, Andre Coach is finally start making things happen. And I got beef. And this is probably, for this podcast or another podcast or for my other podcast, the EG3 pod. Because how are you going to get better when you sit the sideline? How are you going to do that? But Andre Kostas makes an appearance. It's been a minute since we called his name out. He scored 6 last night there as well. And that was really it because CJ Jones, he only scored 2. Dorian Buca started, but did not produce no points in the ball game there as K-State shot 50% shooting from the field, 52% shooting from 3, second chance points 6. This game was tied 6 times, 32 points in the paint, 17 fast break points, 9. This game changed 9 times, 8 points over turnovers, and only 8 bench points. Yeah, so most of your production coming out of that starting lineup there, really, that is the reason why. K-State won this ball game. Heavy production, obviously from your star player and PJ, and then you're getting some from David Castillo. Huge. And Nate Johnson has been pretty big all year long as well. Pretty consistently, too, for them as well. As K-State gets their first win and now goes to 1-5. Not impressive, obviously, but you need to win this ball game, and you got to get another one. You got to get another one on Saturday. It don't matter. KU, they're subpar. we'll just call it what it is. KU, they're subpar right now. And again, prayers to Bill Self. I was hospitalized during that road trip to Colorado. So again, prayers out to him. As he hopes hopefully he'll be back on the sideline. I don't know his situation moving forward for the rest of the week there as well. But yeah, K-State snapped a 5-game losing streak. Woo! So there's that. And now they're only 3-2 against Utah, and they're undefeated. They stay undefeated at home against them at least there as well. We are at them, and yeah, PJ Haggerty, Nate Johnson has started all the games for K-State so far this year there as well. David Castillo, and you can throw in Taj Manning's name in here now, have now started a career at K-State 5 times there as well. Yeah, shorthanded, got to find a way to step up to the plate and get it done there as well. Utah, again, a rebounding an issue. Utah out-rebounded K-State, but K-State still, at the end of the day, what I keep saying on here, on this podcast lately, wins, losses, that's what matters. Inside of, even though we do go inside the box score and whatnot, at the end of the day, you want to win basketball games. Utah out-rebounded K-State in this game there, so there's that. We already mentioned that. Yeah, David Castillo, circle back to him. 20 points, only the second time in his young K-State career he's done that there as well. 6 3-pointers from him. That is a career high there for him. Nate Johnson, 5 of 9 from the field yesterday there as well. So, yeah, big game on Saturday on Fox, the Dylan Sunfeller Showdown in Manhattan, Part 1 on the men's basketball front. Really, we can say that for this weekend in general because ladies playing KU on Sunday at noon in Lawrence, 7 o'clock on Fox. KU comes to Manhattan. So again, K and let me see, they won last night. Where we have my box score on here, real quick here on the show. Let me switch my tab here, real quick here. We're about to wrap this postcast up here. K-State escapes in the hands of Utah, and more importantly, gets their first win in Big 12 play last night, 81-78. Eddie Greer for Watch the Podcast, all things K-State sports. Let's just go around the horn real quick last night because there are 4 more other games besides K-State last night. Iowa State rolls UCF 87-57. TCU beats Oklahoma State by 3 at home, 68-65. Texas Tech beats Baylor, 12th ranked Texas Tech, by the way, 92-73. And then Kansas beats Colorado. So Kansas comes in here after the win off of Colorado. Kansas is 19th ranked in the country, 75-69. And this is a chance for K-State. Now, again, I'm recording this without knowing the severities, injuries to two of their starters. Really, all three of them, like I just said. Rubber K, obviously, that's probably more severe because he ain't played in a minute. But hopefully you get one of those guys back. Whether that's McGriff or Bashir, but the positive, worst, best case scenario, you're getting both back. But at the least latest, you get one of them back there for this game. So we'll find out what happens there as well. But standing ovation for the men's basketball team finally getting on the board here. Ooh, excuse me, in on the board here in 2026 as far as conference play goes. And now they go, let me get back here, to 10-9 in overall this year, and they are 1-5 in the conference. Now Utah, the exact opposite record, 9-10, and they go to, let me see, no, they don't have that on here. So let me switch the thing real quick for a minute. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, so Utah, Yeah, Utah, the same record as K-State now in conference play, and reverse in overall record in 9-10. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get, where our podcast is found for any available daily. We're just to record K-State content, folks, every day. Podcast, make sure you subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast, and make sure you also tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Alex ain't out there in San Diego, California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. It is K-State 81. Utah 78, K-State finally gets on the board in Big 12 play in 25-26. Next, KU comes to Bramlage. This has been another winning postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State Athletics. Go Cats.